Verse 27, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. You see, that's all contrary to the truth. I can't imagine what this existence will be like. I don't state this lightly. You know, I realize that I sin just as much as anybody, but I'll tell you, the longing to be free from this flesh, the longing to be free from everything about this Son of Adam that stands before you is my hope of glory. And I long for that day when this flesh will be cast aside and laid down. And I enter into the presence of the Lord. And to know and understand, I can't imagine what it is not to have a sinful thought. I can't imagine what it is not to be drawn aside when I'm trying to worship by sinful thoughts, even as I stand here to preach, and the cares of this world and things that just constantly, it's like constant treading water, longing for that shore, longing to put these feet on solid ground. But I know that day's a coming by God's grace, because heaven is a haven from sin. You know, we only know a world of locks on doors, don't we? Of vaults, of keys. Why? Depravity of man. To me, that's one of the greatest indications of man's depravity. We have to lock everything up. And that's why Christ said, don't lay up your treasure on earth where moth and rust does corrupt and thieves break through and steal. We're not to put any confidence in these things. What will be an existence where all that is evil is no longer an issue, either within ourselves or without? I can't imagine, but that's what's described here. The gates of it shall not be shut at all. There'll be no enemy to fear. For people to preach that God has no other eyes but your eyes, God has no other ears but your ears, God has no other mouth but your mouth. You ever hear that? I was raised under that. God has no other feet but yours, no other hands but yours. If you don't get to work, he's not going to be able to accomplish his will. The Lord never taught any of his disciples to pray that way. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. People in their flesh don't want to hear that, when that's the answer that you get. And, you know, I get it like you do. If you're on Facebook, they put it out there, they want you to pray and everything. All you have to put is, God's will be done. That's not, you don't get a lot of likes. That's not what they want to hear. What they want to see is a list of people that say, praying. And then they got the hands like this, a little icon, praying, praying, praying. And they feel better about it because now we're starting to get a prayer chain going. But I'll tell you, when the Lord so teaches us, it doesn't matter what the situation, thy will be done. Amen. On earth, even as it is in heaven. Because that's the way it's going to be anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of him bringing us to bow to his will. And it's sad to watch. Whether you turn on the TV or you listen on the radio, it's sportsmanship. Yes. It's men trying to impress men and outdo the other. That's why you have a First Baptist church, and then that's why you got a Second Baptist. Second's always the one to get to be first. That's what religion does. Build one bigger and better. Place of worship. But it's a sport to a fool to do mischief. When you confront these, whether it's preachers or people attending these false places of worship, and you point out to them that what they're doing is an abomination before a holy God.
Yeah.
As much as it was for Cain.
That's right.
As much as it was for Esau, who sold his birthright for a pot of porridge. They won't hear you. They don't want to hear that that is nothing but mischief. They'll go right back into it and try to fix it up. Like I've had some that shrug their shoulders, even with regard to some of the perversion we're hearing about in some of these religious organizations of pedophiles and other things, and people tend to shrug their shoulders and say, well, the church is bigger than that, so what we do is just, we try to overlook that, and we still believe that this is the way we got. They're making sport of and promoting the mischief of it. The same thing with free will religion. When men preach up free will, as if that is what makes a sinner acceptable before God, which, by the way, there is no free will. It's bound. It's dead. But they pretend so. What they're doing is promoting mischief and pretending to be one thing when it's not.